This country is becoming more and more divided politically and economically. Now research finds the job market is getting more polarized, with the jobs in the middle making up less of the workforce. That's what Danielle Kurtz-Leben writes. She's U.S. News & World Report's business and economics reporter, and she joins us now live. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So what's causing there to be more high and low-wage jobs than those in the middle?
What has happened, I should first point out, is this is from a paper from two economists, one from Duke, one from the University of British Columbia. They've shown that these jobs, that they tend to be routine jobs, like postal clerks, secretaries, mechanics, and these tend to be also middle-wage jobs. These jobs are falling out of the job market, and it's happened, interestingly, mostly during recessions. The last three recessions, early 90s, early 2000s, and the latest, of course, Great Recession, have seen what we've called jobless recoveries. Now, in these recoveries, what we've seen is that low-skill jobs and low-wage jobs, jobs like janitors and bartenders, have bounced back to a certain degree. Higher-skill jobs like doctors and computer programmers, those have bounced back. But those in the middle just haven't. They've stayed stagnant.
So what are those looking for jobs in the middle going to have to do to find work? Settle for underemployment?
Well, one thing is to look for jobs that can't be mechanized. That's what's hurting a lot of these jobs. You know, retail jobs are being sort of eaten away by e-commerce. Things like data entry, for example, was once a job that many people had. But, of course, you know, technology has made that more and more obsolete. So that's, in a certain way, it's just keeping in mind those jobs that a person has to do. Aside from that, it's just get training for those jobs of the future, those jobs that we know will always be needed, like in healthcare, which is always growing, and in computers, because those skills are in very high demand right now.
Is this current status of the job market the wave of the future, or are we just going to have to get used to this?
It's interesting. The economists that I spoke to, they said, you know, in part it's due to technology, but they are a little uncertain as to why it's only happening during the most recent recessions. Really, it's, to be honest, that's a question that remains to be seen. But what we do know is that we need to find a way to start having recoveries that are not jobless. I think that's really the key. And, of course, you know, if anybody had that answer, they'd be, you know, in charge of everything.
Very, very fascinating. Thank you so much, Danielle.
Yes, thank you.
Danielle Kurtz-Leben, she's U.S. News & World Report's business and economics reporter.